Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's TJ Bowe and producer Hope. Who is this?
TJ Bowe and Hope, this is Dirks. How you doing?
Dirks Bentley!
You guys are awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you this Saturday at CMAC. You're coming to Rochester. What do you need? Do you like your coffee a certain way? Are you going to try one of our garbage plates? I mean, what do you need, buddy?
I'm easy. I have a cup of black coffee. That's all I need to get going for most of the morning. And no, I got my band, got the crew. Got a great show. Bunch of guys that are fired up to play some country music, so we're good.
Yeah, you're going to be here at CMAC Saturday. Wondering, yeah. Of course, Marty Stewart going to be opening for you, but...
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a one-off. This is the only show, that the tour he's doing that, and that's going to be... You'll see my entire band and me side stage watching that show. We're so excited to have Marty out there with us.
That is very exciting, and if folks don't know, Marty Stewart is a legend, by the way. So for you Absolutely. Young ones, go ahead and Google it and get caught up so you know just what kind of presence you're in on Saturday. Will the Hot Country Nights be making an appearance?
Absolutely, they're making an appearance. The Hot Country Nights, I can't get rid of those guys. They go everywhere we go. So they sneak into one of our trailers, our tractor trailers, and they just they magically appear. But yes, if you like your 90s country high and tight, they'll be there to perform for you guys.
Dirks, my best story, Country Nights there, Hot Country Nights, is I'm at your bar for CRS 1 year, and it just opened, and so I'm walking in there, and I'm, you know, I had an adult beverage, and I go in the restroom, and unknowns to me is a guy dressed up with great hair, spandex at the next urinal, and I look over, and I'm like, wow, he dressed up good tonight, and then you're washing your hands, and you go, it's going to be a great show, trust me. I go, sure, and I didn't recognize you. I go out there to the dance floor, you're up there singing lead, and you point down to me, because I'm jamming out, and you go, I told you it was going to be a good show. I'm like, oh my God, that was Dirk Smedley next to me at the urinal.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember that show so well. That's when we kind of first started doing it. We started doing it back in 2015. And, you know, just it's one of the funnest parts of the night. I think people love it. It's such a great way to close the show. And just everyone singing together these songs we all love so much. And yeah, we've a couple albums. We have a full length album out. And we wrote, there's a lot of fans of the Hot Country Nights amongst my friends. I was sitting at the CMAs last year next to Lainey Wilson, and she goes, I want to write a song with you. And I was like, cool. She goes, well, not with you, with the Hot Country Nights. I was like, what? And I thought it was kind of funny. And she goes, I have this idea for a song. It's called Harassment. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening. She goes, Harassment, like everything to me. I'm like, oh, okay, got it, Harassment. And so I kind of blew it off and think about it. She called me 2 months later, like, hey, when are we writing this song? I'm like, wow, she's really into the Hot Country Nights. So we got together, wrote the song, went in the studio, recorded it. She came up with the character and performed the song in the studio in character. Got some great footage of that, and I put the song out. So yeah, the Hot Country Nights got fans everywhere, and they'll definitely be at CMAC on Saturday night.
That's going to be great. Can we download that?
It's out there. Yeah, look up Hot Country Nights. Look up the song. Look up the song of Harassment. Super funny song. Me and Darla McFarland.
Is that her name?
Singing that one together. Yeah.
And that's, yeah. When folks say, you know, I'll always ask, you know, when they're like, oh, I got tickets to Dirks. I'm like, have you ever seen him before? Prepare yourself to smile the whole time. For some reason, I smile like because you're so fun of energy, full of energy. And you seem to just be having a really good time, which makes us want to have a good time.
Well, I appreciate saying that. You know, we're up there, we're having fun. That's why I still do what I do. And I don't go out there to put on a show I put a lot of time into rehearsal. It's kind of like riding a bike. You spend a lot of time learning how to do it and practicing it so that when it's time to go perform, it's just kind of second nature. You're not able to think about what song's coming next and what's going on. You're able to really just be present in the moment you're in. And I really have fun doing what I do. And it's obviously, it's not, we're not up there just messing around. We're putting our heart and soul into it, but it's not some like robotic performance. It's like, it's in the moment. And I really do enjoy what I do. I think when I go watch concerts, I can tell when somebody's like really having fun and really loving what they do, as opposed to like kind of not clocking it in, but kind of like going through the motions. And I just love what I do. It's so fun. I love my band. We all travel together in the same bus. You know, it's not like I walk out there on stage, "Hey guys, how you doing?" It's like, we've been hanging out the whole time together. So it carry what happens off stage kind of carries on a stage. And I think the crowd feels that.
Awesome. Now, Dirk, this is going to be my first show seeing you. So TJ, I'm wondering if I need to break out like the gua sha, like massage my face, get all the muscles ready to be
ready.
Smiling
yeah,
so much.
Ready. Maybe pack a mullet wig in your back pocket.
Because Hot Country Nights come out and you want to talk about some covers.
Yeah.
It's all your favorite 90s country, except with a lot of shaking high knees and long mullets.
This sounds like my kind of party.
It's definitely going to be a fun night. It's always so fun. I mean, that's the goal too. I always think about like a fan's perspective, and you know, you want to walk away with a big smile on your face, high-fiving strangers you know, you just met during the show and became friends with, and feeling like you went through something together with the audience. So that's our goal. That's what we try to do every night.
I hope you can get up here a little early and enjoy this time of year in this area, because
it's beautiful. Last time I was there, I stayed at this little inn on the lake
in Canandaigua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I mean, I was like, wow, I wish I could just spend a whole week up here. It was super relaxing. It's that white building. I can't think of the name of it, but it was like a really nice hotel right in the water on the Canandaigua. But
the Lake House. It used to be called the Inn on the Lake. They rebranded.
Lake House, yeah.
So.
Yes, the Lake House.
I mean, you're Dirk Bentley. Can't you be like, somebody give me a boat? I'm going up there a couple of days early. You tell North Dakota, I can't make it. I got to go play on the lake.
Well, I saw you got your... You have your pilot's license. You can fly into the Canandaigua airport. Well, you know, let me know. I'll make some calls, Dirks. I'll see what I can do.
Please do. Please do. Hook me up. I'm ready. I'll take a little, like a 25-foot Malibu boat. It'd be great. And a couple surfboards.
Consider it done. I'm on my phone right now texting. By the way, Dirks, which one of these songs sums up your career? What Was I Thinking? Drunk on a Plane. Somewhere on a Beach.
Got them all, right? I got the South Alabama, I got the beach, and I got the plane. They all do different times. I mean, all the songs, most of those are all songs. I didn't write Somewhere on a Beach, but I wrote the other two. But yeah, they're all, you know, just like country music should be, little bits and pieces and parts of the songwriter and different times in your life. And I luckily get to go on stage and reenact my whole life over the course of an hour and a half through these songs, you know, starting with What Was I Thinking? And some of the crazier days of my youth, you know, up to songs like I Hold On, which is more reflective about, you know, my dad passing away and my son being born. And so there's little moments of my whole life in every show. It's a crazy thing to go through every night on stage.
Cause I was thinking about it. I'm like, what was I thinking? Boy, I've said that in front of principals, in front of bosses, in front of law enforcement. Then I was like, I had a couple moments drunk on a plane. Yeah. Sand Between the Toes and other places. Yeah, I've had that too, Somewhere on a Beach. So thank you. You're singing my life story too.
Yeah, that's the goal, you know, to write songs that are personal, but they're very personal, but end up being universal because everyone can relate to them. I think that's what, you know, Taylor Swift's whole success is attributed to, is just writing such personal songs that somehow they become songs that a lot of people can relate to. And hopefully that's something I've been able to do as well.
You know what's cool is, if folks don't know, you married your middle school sweetheart. You've been married to the same wonderful woman all the way through your success. So she's been able to enjoy this ride along with you. And then you have these three and you say you're done. Well, she says you're done in interviews, but you have these three wonderful kids. I don't know how, as a mom myself of three kids, I'm like, I don't know how these guys balance it. How they do all of it, how you're able to get out there and go hiking with your kids, love your wife, be on the road entertaining us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest key to all of it is aviation. I mean, my daughter was, two, my oldest daughter, who's now 15, but I realized I got to cut the corners off some of this travel. And I was playing a gig, long story short, I was playing a gig somewhere and this little prop plane flew overhead and someone goes, "That's Tim McGraw." And I was like, Tim McGraw's not flying in a tiny little prop plane. The guy's got a lot of money, right? And they're like, no, he's getting his pilot's license. And he landed, and he was playing the gig with us. It's a charity gig for some tornado victims up in Kentucky. And I started talking about it, and he's like, yeah, there's this, I'm flying this plane that has a parachute built into the airframe called a Cirrus. And I'd already had my pilot's license, but I didn't have any time or money to fly. I kind of given up on it, but I went flying the next day in this plane. And next thing you know, I was flying 24/7, and I've been flying ever since. So I've been flying for the last 14 years, and I made a lot of relationships in the community, and I fly a much larger plane now that can take my whole band. And I usually fly my band to the first gig of the run and fly back home after the last one. And just being present at home is the key to being a good father. You know, you just must be present to win. So even though sometimes I come in and I haven't slept in 24 hours, right, I'm still there and in person, and I try to catch up on sleep when I get back home. But yeah, just, it's fun. It's a moment in time. It goes pretty quick. And I love spending time with, you know, these other four people in my life. So if I'm not on stage doing that with my road family, I'm usually with these guys and doing this.
Dirk Spentley, I got to ask you, pilot's license, you're flying your band. Do you throw on the pilot voice, like, everybody fasten your seatbelts, we're on the
absolutely
Dirk's flight?
I do the whole, yeah, Captain Holden Johnson is my pilot's name. It's usually very inappropriate what comes over the PA system, not what you'd hear in your typical Southwest flight. Yeah,
somebody's very, earned their wings.
you gotta earn your patch on this plane. But yeah, it's definitely not PG.
Well, we can't wait to see you this Saturday. You're rolling in, everybody, putting out the good vibes. Get out the C-Mac. You're going to see one hell of a show. I've been lucky enough to see you twice, and I've walked away smiling, my wife happy, my feet hurt from dance all the time. So can't wait to see you this Saturday at C-Mac.
Looking forward to it. One of our favorite places to play. It's going to be so killer with Marty Stewart on that show as well. So we'll see you guys there. Thank you.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's TJ Bowe and producer Hope. Who is this?
TJ Bowe and Hope. This is Dirks. How you doing?
Dirks Bentley!
You guys are awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we can't wait to see you this Saturday at C-Mac. You're coming to Rochester. What do you need? Do you like your coffee a certain way? Are you going to try one of our garbage plates? I mean, what do you need, buddy?
I'm easy. I have a cup of black coffee. That's all I need to get going for most of the morning. And I got my band, got the crew, got a great show. A bunch of guys that are fired up to play some country music. So we're good.
Yeah, you're going to be here at C-Mac Saturday. Of course, Marty Stewart going to be opening for you, but...
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a one-off. This is the only show, the tour he's doing that, and that's going to be... You'll see my entire band and me side stage watching that show. We're so excited to have Marty out there with us.
That is very exciting, and if folks don't know, Marty Stewart is a legend, by the way, so for you absolutely young ones, go ahead and Google it and get caught up so you know just what kind of presence you're in on Saturday. Will the Hot Country Nights be making an appearance?
Absolutely, they're making an appearance. The Hot Country Nights, I can't get rid of those guys. They go everywhere we go. So they sneak into one of our trailers, our tractor trailers, and they just they magically appear. But yes, if you like your 90s country high and tight, they'll be there to perform for you guys.
Dirk's my best story. Country Nights there. Hot Country Nights is I'm at your bar for CRS one year and it just opened. And so I'm walking in there and I'm, I had an adult beverage and I go in the restroom and unknowns to me is a guy dressed up with great hair, spandex at the next urinal. And I look over and I'm like, wow, he dressed up good tonight. And then you're washing your hands. You're washing your hands. And you go, it's going to be a great show. Trust me. I go, sure. And I didn't recognize you. I go out there to the dance floor. You're up there singing lead. And you point down to me because I'm jamming out. And you go, I told you it was going to be a good show. I'm like, oh my God, that was Dirk Smedley next to me at the urinal.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember that show so well. That's when we kind of first started doing it. We started doing it back in 2015. And, you know, just it's one of the funnest parts of the night. I think people love it. It's such a great way to close the show. And just everyone singing together these songs we all love so much. And yeah, we've a couple albums. We have a full length album out. And we wrote, there's a lot of fans of the Hot Country Nights amongst my friends. I was sitting at the CMAs last year next to Lainey Wilson, and she goes, I want to write a song with you. And I was like, cool. She goes, well, not with you, with the Hot Country Nights. I was like, what? And I thought it was kind of funny. And she goes, I have this idea for a song. It's called Harassment. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening. She goes, Harassment, like everything to me. I'm like, oh, okay, got it, Harassment. And so I kind of blew it off and think about it. She called me 2 months later, like, hey, when are we writing this song? I'm like, wow, she's really into the Hot Country Nights. So we got together, wrote the song, went in the studio, recorded it. She came up with the character and performed the song in the studio in character. Got some great footage of that, and I put the song out. So, yeah, the Hot Country Nights got fans everywhere, and they'll definitely be at CMAC on Saturday night.
That's going to be great. Can we download that?
It's out there. Yeah, look up Hot Country Nights. Look up the song of Harassment. Super funny song. Me and Darla McFarland.
Is that Lainey Wilson, her name?
Singing that one together. Yeah.
And that's, yeah. When folks say, you know, I'll always ask, you know, when they're like, oh, I got tickets to Dirk's. I'm like, have you ever seen him before? Prepare yourself to smile the whole time. For some reason, I smile because you're so fun of energy, full of energy. And you seem to just be having a really good time, which makes us want to have a good time.
Well, I appreciate saying that. You know, we're up there, we're having fun. That's why I still do what I do. And I don't go out there to put on a show I put a lot of time into rehearsal. It's kind of like riding a bike. You spend a lot of time learning how to do it and practicing it so that when it's time to go perform, it's just kind of second nature. You're not able to think about what song's coming next and what's going on. You're able to really just be present in the moment you're in. And I really have fun doing what I do. It's obviously, we're not up there just messing around. We're putting our heart and soul into it, but it's not some like robotic performance. It's like, it's in the moment. And I really do enjoy what I do. I think when I go watch concerts, I can tell when somebody's like really having fun and really loving what they do, as opposed to like kind of not clocking it in, but kind of like going through the motions. And I just love what I do. It's so fun. I love my band. We all travel together in the same bus. It's not like I walk out there on stage, hey guys, how you doing? It's like we've been hanging out the whole time together. So what happens off stage kind of carries on a stage. And I think the crowd feels that.
Awesome. Now, Dirk, this is going to be my first show seeing you. So, TJ, I'm wondering if I need to break out like the gua sha, like massage my face, get all the muscles ready to be
ready.
Smiling
yeah,
so
get
much.
Ready. Maybe pack a mullet wig in your back pocket.
Because Hot Country Nights come out and you want to talk about some covers.
Yeah.
It's all your favorite 90s country, except with a lot of shaking high knees and long mullets.
This sounds like my kind of party.
It's definitely going to be a fun night. It's always so fun. I mean, that's the goal too. I always think about like a fan's perspective and, you want to walk away with a big smile on your face, high fiving strangers you just met during the show and became friends with and feeling like you went through something together with the audience. So, that's our goal. That's what we try to do every night.
I hope you can get up here a little early and enjoy this time of year in this area. Cause
it's beautiful. Last time I was there, I stayed at this little inn on the lake.
In Canandaigua.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. I mean, I was like, wow, I wish I could spend a whole week up here. It was super relaxing. It's that white building. I can't think of the name of it, but it was like a really nice hotel right in the water on the Canandaigua. But
the Lake House. It used to be called the Inn on the Lake.
Yeah,
they
the
rebranded.
Lake House, yeah.
So
yes, the Lake House.
I mean, you're Dirk Spentley. Can't you be like, somebody give me a boat? I'm going up there a couple of days early. You tell North Dakota I can't make it. I gotta go play on the lake.
Well, I saw you got your pilot's license. You can fly into the Canandaigua Airport you know, yeah. Let me know. I'll make some calls, Dirks. I'll see what I can do.
Please do. Please do. Hook me up. I'm ready. I'll take a little, like a 25-foot Malibu boat. It'd be great. And a couple surfboards.
Consider it done. I'm on my phone right now texting. By the way, Dirks, which one of these songs sums up your career? What was I thinking? Drunk on a plane, somewhere on a beach.
Got them all, right? I got the South Alabama, I got the beach, and I got the plane. They all do different times. I mean, all the songs, most of those are all songs. I didn't write Somewhere on a Beach, but I wrote the other two. But yeah, they're all, you know, just like country music should be, little bits and pieces and parts of the songwriter and different times in your life. And I luckily get to go on stage and reenact my whole life over the course of an hour and a half through these songs, you know, starting with What Was I Thinking and some of the crazier days of my youth. You know, up to songs like I Hold On, which is more reflective about, you know, my dad passing away and my son being born. And so there's little moments of my whole life in every show. It's a crazy thing to go through every night on stage.
Cause I was thinking about it. I'm like, what was I thinking? Boy, I've said that in front of principals, in front of bosses, in front of law enforcement. Then I was like, I had a couple moments drunk on a plane. Yeah. Sand between the toes and other places. Yeah, I've had that too, somewhere on a beach. So thank you. You're singing my life story too.
Yeah, that's the goal, you know, to write songs that are personal, they're very personal, but they end up being universal because everyone can relate to them. I think that's what, you know, Taylor Swift's whole success is attributed to, is just writing such personal songs that somehow they become songs that a lot of people can relate to. And hopefully that's something I've been able to do as well.
You know what's cool is, if folks don't know, you married your middle school sweetheart. You've been married to the same wonderful woman all the way through your success. So she's been able to enjoy this ride along with you. And then you have these three and you say you're done. Well, she says you're done in interviews. But you have these three wonderful kids. I don't know how, as a mom myself of three kids, I'm like, I don't know how these guys balance it. How they do all of it, how you're able to get out there and go hiking with your kids, love your wife, be on the road entertaining us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest key to all of it is aviation. I mean, my daughter was, two, my oldest daughter, who's now 15, but I realized I got to start cutting the corners off some of this travel. And I was playing a gig, long story short, I was playing a gig somewhere and this little prop plane flew overhead and someone goes, that's Tim McGraw. And I was like, Tim McGraw is not flying in a tiny little prop plane. The guy's got a lot of money, right? And they're like, no, he's getting his pilot's license. And he landed and he was playing the gig with us. It's a charity gig for some tornado victims up in Kentucky. And I started talking about it and he's like, yeah, I'm flying this plane that has a parachute built into the airframe called a Cirrus. And I'd already had my pilot's license, but I didn't have any time or money to fly. I kind of given up on it, but I went flying the next day in this plane. And next thing you know, I was flying 24/7 and I've been flying ever since. So I've been flying for the last 14 years. And, I made a lot of relationships in the community and I fly a much larger plane now that can take my whole band. And I usually fly my band to the first gig of the run and fly back home after the last one. And, just being present at home is the key to being a good father. You know, you just must be present to win. So even though sometimes I come in and I haven't slept in 24 hours. Right. I'm still there and in person. And I try to catch up on sleep when I get back home. But yeah, just, it's fun. It's a moment in time. It goes pretty quick. And I love spending time with, you know, these other four people in my life. So if I'm not on stage doing that with my road family, I'm usually with these guys and doing this.
Dirks Bentley, I got to ask you, pilot's license, you're flying your band. Do you throw on the pilot voice like, everybody fasten your seatbelts, we're on the
absolutely
Dirks flight.
I do the whole Captain Holden Johnson is my pilot's name. it's usually very inappropriate what comes over the PA system, not what you'd hear in your typical Southwest flight. Yeah,
somebody's very, earned their wings.
you gotta earn your patch on this plane. But yeah, definitely not PG.
Well, we can't wait to see you this Saturday. You're rolling in, everybody, putting out the good vibes. Get out to C-Mac. You're going to see one hell of a show. I've been lucky enough to see you twice, and I've walked away smiling, my wife happy, my feet hurt from dance all the time. So can't wait to see you this Saturday at C-Mac.
Looking forward to it. One of our favorite places to play. It's going to be so killer with Marty Stewart on that show as well. So we'll see you guys there. Thank you.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.